It's you I like, not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside.
I so like that song. I've been listening to a fantastic CD that caught me so by surprise. The voice you're hearing there is that of Kerry Jonsrud, who is sitting here across from me, who's going to be playing at a club called Hey Noni in Arlington Heights on Wednesday, and Piano Forte, a great venue. Not that Hey Noni's not. I've never been there, so I can't comment on it. Hi. That CD, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood based, is a revelation to me. How did that, before we get into you as a performer and where you're from, I think you're from Iowa,
mm-hmm,
right?
I am, yeah.
So, Bonnie Kolak.
Oh, yeah.
Two great singers from Iowa. How did this come to be? You and a collaborator decided, for some reason, that the music of Fred Rogers, I'm too old to have been a Fred Rogers guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know one song of Fred Rogers. The
sure.
fact that he was a prolific composer caught me completely off guard. What's the seed of the CD?
Well, it was a surprise to me, too, to find out that he wrote so much music. And how it came about is Kevin Bales, who's my collaborator on the album, we were talking one day about the different children's television programs that we'd watch growing up, and how the music on those programs was there was a lot of jazz and classical music on those programs. And we talked about how on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood there was a live jazz trio on set performing the music, and Kevin was like, well, you know Fred wrote that music, right? And I was like,
How would I know?
He sang. I know he sang on the program, but I didn't know he actually wrote the music for it. And so we just kind of got this idea of, well, let's see what he wrote. Let's kind of dive into his catalog.
Were you kind of stunned? Because I dove into the catalog after getting your CD. I, too, dove in the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, frankly, Kerry, I was flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was as well. I mean, the majority of his music is, of course, children-based.
Sure.
You know, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But what we wanted to do was try and find those gems in there that could relate to adults as well, or to the generation that grew up watching Fred.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things about his music and the show is, I know the show only as a sort of former TV critic viewing it from this seat, is the messages are, you know, are timeless and frankly ageless.
Right. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this music. It's, you know, even listening to it as an adult, you hear those messages. I mean, probably pick up on them more than I did when I was a child, anyway. You know?
Now, did you, as a child, let me ask you now, as a professional musician, how affected were you or imbued were you by the music? Because I would think not much as a kid.
Right. Like, I liked the music, but that's not really what I was paying attention to. You know, I was more into, like, the trolley and to the puppets and, you know, the fun activities that he was doing on the program. But Kevin, he's a little bit older, and that sound kind of caught his ear. And so what he would do is he would listen to the last, I don't know, 30 seconds of the program and realize that each time it was different, not realizing that that was jazz. He just thought, oh, this is really interesting that the ending or the whatever they play is not the same every time.
So were you a musically inclined young child?
Yeah, I mean, music was big in our family for sure. And
how so?
My mom was a singer, and my grandmother, yeah.
Professional singers.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah. And so
with bands?
Well, she kind of did her own thing. She did big band music, which kind of hit me to the whole jazz kind of genre. But, and my siblings all play, music as well. So, I didn't really catch on to that in the program for some reason. I knew I liked it. I just didn't really know what I was listening
to. When did you start taking music seriously as opposed to, well, it's something my mom does.
I know.
Did you study music in grammar school, for instance?
Well, a little.
Much as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I would write my own little tunes, you know, whatever. I actually went to probably college is when I was really starting to get serious about it. I didn't study music in college, actually.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Iowa.
What did you study?
I studied health promotion.
What is that? Where you scream at people, take your vitamins.
Yes, exactly. Health education. Eat well. Exercise.
Why health promotion?
Well, medicine is also big in my family, too. And so I was always interested in...
Your father a doctor?
He is a pharmacist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was always interested in it and in wellness and that kind of thing. So... I was involved in music in college. I did like choirs and stuff like that. But I tried to do the smart thing. I use my quotes here, and get a degree in something that I thought at the time
that might pay money.
Yeah, exactly.
that might provide a living wage. Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of funny now. I'm doing music as a living as opposed to the other.
Did you getting out of college? Did you work in the healthcare field at all?
I did a little bit. I did for about the first. About the first 4 years here in Chicago.
And what did you start during those 4 years mm-hmm. as a young, did you start going to clubs?
I did. Yeah.
And is that part of the reason that your career path might have changed? Where did you go and who did you hear?
I started going to the Zebra Lounge, believe it or not.
Oh, I love the
right,
Zebra Lounge.
Yeah. That was my first introduction into...
Zebra Lounge is in a building just north of Division on State Street, Canterbury Court building.
Yes.
Where the Zebra Lounge has long been.
Yes.
Why did you start going to the Zebra Lounge?
Well, my oldest brother, he was visiting one time, and he's like, hey, let's just check this place. He's really into music, too. So he's like, oh, let's just go check out this piano bar and see what it's all about. And so we went, and as you know, it's a really small place.
It's a really small place.
It's like 10 people can fit inside. And we were listening to the piano player at the time is Gary Philip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just kind of singing along to whatever he was playing. And he just kind of looked over at me and was like, you're a singer, aren't you? And I'm like, how do you know that? And so we started talking on his break. And he said, next time you come in, I'm going to have you sit in. We're going to do, you know, some tunes, whatever. So that kind of started the whole ball rolling.
That's a great story. He empowered you.
Yeah. And he was very supportive and was a mentor of mine for a number of years.
Well, that's one thing we'll talk about. I want to hear some of your music, too. This is a very, you could not have picked, I don't think, a better town in which to rediscover your musical career, because it's a very nurturing town.
Yes, it is.
We got to take a short break, and then we'll come back, and you can pick a tune to hear, and we'll talk more about Fred Rogers and you.
All right.
Want to see Tom Skilling live in concert? Well, come out to WGN-TV's White Sox Weather Day, May 14th, then watch the Sox play the Indians. Tickets available at whitesox.com/WGN. Welcome back. I'm with Carrie Johnsrud until about 10:45. We were talking about her rediscovering her, what has become her life's work at the Zebra Lounge. There are very few people who can say that, no matter what their life's work is, that they rediscovered at the Zebra Lounge. And then you just, it was the encouragement of this piano player who, mm-hmm. and you thought, well, can I really like this?
Yeah. And then he introduced me to other musicians and, you know, you just start playing with other people and, you know, one thing after another happens. And it was really there where it started.
And you found, as I have often remarked and found, this is a very nurturing town,
mm-hmm.
especially for young performers.
Oh, for sure.
You don't have the weird jealousy that's got to exist in Manhattan and got to exist in L.A. Come play with me. Sit in.
Yeah.
Do this. Here's a song that you might like. Did you start taking vocal lessons, or did you get really serious about it and quit the healthcare business?
I was taking vocal lessons when I first moved here. And then when I started going out to clubs and open mics and jam sessions, you know, I'd get home at 2 or 3 in the morning and then have to go to a job at 7 o'clock is not exactly
conducive.
So I knew that I wanted to pursue the music after that.
What'd your mom think?
She was all for it. Yeah. I mean, my whole family was really, they're really supportive. So,
and how did you find those first few years? Satisfying or tough? I mean, it can be, you know, their venues shrink. And
right.
There are very few venues in this. Zebra Lounge is still here, but, you know, Davenport's has been around for a while, and the Showcase has been around for a while. And Andy's, where you're going to be playing every Tuesday in June.
From now until June.
Until June.
We're playing there currently, actually.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday from 5 to 8:30.
Who are you playing with?
Right now I have Tom Vaitsis on piano. The bass player has been Christian Dillingham or Joe Paul Castro. And Ben Gray on drums.
Nice.
So
you're making a living at this. You're also teaching.
I do, yes.
So let's get to Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
So you and your collaborator decide... You're going to dip into the vast catalog of Fred Rogers' music and see if... I mean, you couldn't have at first said, oh, I'm sure we'll be able to do a nice thing here. You wanted to see if the material was there, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we knew of a couple tunes, of course, that a lot of people are familiar with, like, you know... It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, that kind of thing. But as we were going through all the different tunes... we realized that there was a good crop of songs that we could work with. And like I said, we wanted to have an album that people of our generation could listen to and identify. Yeah. But then also play it for their children or, you know, kind of a multi-generational album.
And so Kevin Bales took it upon himself to do the arrangements of all this.
Yeah, he did most of them, yeah.
Was it difficult at all to get the rights?
Not really, believe it or not. It's, you know, it falls under just the regular licensing. So, and it's been really wonderful because I have been in contact with people from the Fred Rogers Center and Fred Rogers Company, and they're really supportive of the project. So, and in fact, we've actually heard from a couple members from the cast. They've been in touch with us, and that was just surreal and just wonderful that they give it the green light as well.
You know, in many ways, it's kind of a treasure that you found here that no one, it's a part of his, and I do think he was a brilliantly talented guy, but part of his oeuvre that no one paid much attention to.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there have been other albums that have been recorded of some of his music, but we wanted, like I said, to do something that could appeal to a lot of people. So
let's listen to one while we end this half hour. What would you like Dan Long, the great engineer, to play?
Let's do Find a Star.
Find a Star.
go find a horseshoe or find a lucky penny. Just keep on wishing. A star, the same one every night, one that's shining bright and new for you. Find a star and cross your fingers tight, then your wishes might.
Favorite vocalist, Carrie Johnsrud, that was who you were hearing on this. She and Kevin Bales have collaborated on what is really a remarkable CD that most of you, because I was not a big, maybe my mother didn't let me watch him, I don't know, but Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers is a really stunning CD that, as Carrie said, it is these tunes of which he wrote dozens, if not hundreds, kind of reimagined for an adult audience, but with that same wonderful kind of message that would go to adults and go to kids. You must be awfully proud of this, young lady.
You know what? I am very pleased with how it all ended up. You know, this is definitely a project that we put our heart and soul into because we feel so strongly about the material. You know, we feel strongly about the message and, you know, hopefully, you know, prolonging his legacy. And, you know, he was such a fixture for, you know, in so many people's lives and meant a lot to so many and influenced a lot of people. So, you know, we didn't take it lightly. And we
recently you sort of became part of this, like, you know, Fred Rogers fever that struck. I mean,
yeah,
it was Fred Rogers everything.
Right.
A dramatic movie, a documentary that should have won the Academy Award, frankly. That was a great, great film. We'll talk more with Carrie after the news, so please stay tuned, and I promise to play you another song from the CD. Welcome back. I have a few minutes more with Carrie Johnsrud, a young woman from Iowa who came here and her healthcare career was derailed, as many things have been derailed, by a place called the Zebra Lounge, which is one of the great, great saloons in the history of Chicago, and I'm glad it's still kind of a secret, too.
Yes.
Do you ever go back?
I haven't really been inside lately. I've walked by a few times, so, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you where it is now. She has been playing all over town. She's currently playing at Andy's through the month of June on Tuesday nights. That's so funny, but Chris Green, the great jazz man who was in here, he started having a regular Monday thing, and now he's moved to a regular Saturday thing at Andy's, and he couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
And he couldn't be more deserving, too.
I agree.
She and collaborated with Kevin Bales, who did much of the arranging, on a CD that didn't so much reimagine the songs of Fred Rogers as it has re-enliven them. You know what does that make sense?
Yeah,
to
that's
you?
A great way to put it. Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah,
they
were meaningful, I think, to children listening to the show, as much on the show was, but now, just in the way that they've been arranged and the way that you deliver them vocally, it reignites them for an adult kind of audience. And Carrie has a website, too. You should go to the website. Do you have a nice website, frankly?
Oh, thank you.
Very nice website. It is Carrie, K-E-R-I, johnsrud.com. She's going to be playing at Hey Noni in Arlington Heights on Wednesday. You don't know much about that club. What I know about it, it looks nice.
Right.
It's about time they got some kind of jazz club out
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there was a time there where there was a few jazz clubs out there, like Pete Miller's.
But there must be restaurants.
But this is an actual, like, real jazz club or music venue.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I should say. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things about it. So
same here. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday night, at Piano Forte, which is one of the, talk about that space, that's also kind of a secret, because mm-hmm. you know what, because they don't serve booze there,
right?
That's probably it's a serious listening room, but talk about it. I am charmed by it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space. It's a small, intimate room. It seats maybe about 100 people at most, and that concert is actually just going to be a duo gig with me and Kevin. So,
oh, how nice.
Yeah, so it'll be very intimate, and you'll get to really hopefully just hear the music as when we started putting it together. So I'm really excited about that show on Thursday, and of course Hey Noni as well. That's going to be with the full quartet. So
what do you do with the full quartet when you're not singing Mr. Rogers compositions? Talk to me for a second, Carrie, if you would, about mm-hmm. your appreciation of him as a serious composer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you listen to his music, really take a listen to it, I mean, he kind of falls in line with those of like Cole Porter and like the Gershwins and Richard Rodgers. And we really were discovering that when we were playing around with his music and playing his chords and his changes, and it seems so simple, and it is, yeah. But yet it's very sophisticated, and he was just a brilliant composer that didn't get enough credit for that.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. Mm-hmm. In going through his catalog, do you think there might be another CD?
Maybe. I mean, we're performing additional songs that we didn't get a chance to record.
And you discovered some songs. Tell me I'm wrong. There's some songs of his that never were on that show.
That's true. Yeah, we found some songs that were on his previous children's programs. He had a couple before the neighborhood, and so we were able to locate some of those songs that didn't make it to the neighborhood show, but were on his other shows. And he also wrote, I think, around 13 operettas and a few operas, and so we pulled a couple songs. I know, he's so talented.
You know, when most people have a secret life, it's not that not that charming and good.
Yeah.
But the secret life of Fred Rogers is this musical explosion. Yeah. When you're not singing Fred Rogers, what do you sing?
I actually do a lot of my own compositions. So I write my own music, and you know, of course, I'll dive into the American Songbook.
Yeah,
of course, a little bit. So, but yeah, this project has definitely kind of taken a life of its own. So
yeah, it's got an incredible response too. I hope there's another one. Carrie Johnson,
oh,
it's a
you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, likewise. Thank
we
you
share,
so much.
We share an affinity for the Zebra Lounge, which I don't share with many people. Usually they go, wow, what's that?
Yeah.
Near the zoo. I go to Carrie Johnson Rood, KerriJohnsRud.com. Go see her at Hey Noni in Arlington Heights on Wednesday and Piano Forte in Chicago, South Michigan Avenue, on Thursday, and see her every Tuesday through June at Andy's. Pleasure to get to know you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.